Have you heard of the Wodapalooza?
No, I hadn't.
So think music festival Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
But for CrossFit participants.
Yeah, gotcha. CrossFit is huge. That has taken the world by storm.
It has encouraged many to get involved with fitness, get back involved with fitness, and definitely is a mental and physical game. And this event is happening in Miami, and many get invited right around the world. And those who do CrossFit would be aware sometimes you do these trials or you do these competitions online, and if you make the top 10,
yep,
you can get invited to events like this.
Nope, never been invited. I've tried. I've just obviously not fit enough to get
the call. It would involve you picking up a barbell to start with.
That's true, yeah.
This guy has been invited, but his story is kind of special. So Josh Young was involved in a pretty horrific accident a couple of years ago, start of 2017. And we've spoken about his accident on the show before. He came off a final run on a mountain bike, unfortunately yep, came off the mountain bike, has since become paraplegic. And I'm shorthanding this, one, because I'm getting the shakes already talking about it, but two, because he's moved forward and has achieved this amazing achievement to be invited to the Wodapalooza.
Bloody legend.
Not only has he been given this huge, huge honour, but I have the absolute honour of not only saying he's married to my best mate, but he's a great mate of mine as well. Josh Young, welcome to the Departure Lounge.
G'day. How are you?
Congratulations. A huge achievement.
You
are competing in a wheelchair. So many would say CrossFit's hard enough, but throw in a wheelchair. Just take us through the mental and the physical game, not only to get to the point to get back to CrossFit, but to be able to compete in an event like this.
Well, getting back into CrossFit was a pretty terrifying thing to think about, like having to manage it in a wheelchair. But then it's just been, you know, once we sort of found my feet, so to speak, we've just sort of gone from strength to strength and had a really good year of training and capped it off.
So you were involved, Josh, in CrossFit before your accident, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you had the core strength, you still had the willpower, and now you're heading off to Miami.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit of a buzz, isn't it?
That is incredible.
You did spend a significant amount of time in hospital, but did your body pick up, because it's like muscle memory in a way for your top half, did you pick it up quite quickly again, or did you find it was like starting from the beginning?
Some aspects were sort of starting from the beginning. So like sitting up, like once we sort of found the groove, that strengthened up pretty quickly. It was just there waiting.
You've got an incredible family who's been right behind you and supporting you. And I'm not just saying that because your wife is my best mate. But to have them support you along the way, not just through this, but through everything, obviously it's been a huge factor, not only in your recovery, but allowing you to go to Miami in January.
Yeah, they're the driving force, really, with anything that I do since having the accident. So I've got a lot to give to those guys, I think.
Now, Josh, I don't want to alarm you, but Miami, January, it's only 1 month away till you're competing. How is preparation looking, like your food, your training? Have you got it all sorted? You ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, it's going really well. Just sort of looking after the body at the moment and sort of upping the volume with training and the eating. So the diet's on point, and it's just about getting through the silly season without hurting myself, really.
Now, my preparation for the silly season isn't quite where I want it to be, but is it too late to get my beach body ready?
Maybe for 2018.
Yeah, but okay.
Sorry, mate.
No, I was going to say, don't just let him down gently. Just let him down on that one. You have been training really hard with the team at CrossFit Diamond Valley. So we wish you all the best for the event. Finally, knowing you, and there's been a lot of publicity on you being involved in this event, you've been in the paper, you've been on 10 News Daily, you've been on 10, I think they're not Eyewitness News anymore, I think they're 10 News First. You're not really a publicity-seeking guy. How's all the publicity been?
It's been like a week of craziness with interviews and cameras and radio. So
yeah. And then I come along and say, oh, by the way, mate, you're going to be on the show on Thursday afternoon. Hey, Josh, I've said it to you before, but we are just so incredibly proud of you for what you've been able to achieve over the
Legend.
Last 2 years. It's going to mark a pretty bittersweet anniversary, but kudos to you because you're achieving something phenomenal that not many of us can do in a normal CrossFit situation. So all the best for January. I'm going to see you before then anyway, so I'll chat to you soon.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, really, Josh. Appreciate that. Thank you.